Power 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:08, up to 57 today, 22 right now. They're calling back again.
Are they?
They were walking. Should I answer it live?
Oh.
Should I?
Okay.
We never do this.
We don't.
But I'm pretty sure it'll be okay.
Okay. Just have a quick finger.
I got my finger on the button.
Okay.
How about a 4.7? Hello?
They're still walking?
They're walking. They're trucking along.
They just called us earlier and pocket dialed us, whoever this is. And we can hear the walking.
Step, 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 step.
The ants go marching one by one. Hurrah.
Step,
hurrah.
Step.
The ants go marching one by one. Hurrah. Hurrah.
I'm sexy and I know it.
No, it's not the same beat.
No, it was a little too fast. So who is it that is calling us?
They keep
we could just call them back and find out who they are.
We could.
I just don't care that much. Okay, that's enough of listening to them saunter. Kind of sounds like they were in corduroys.
Something like that. It sounded like maybe a backpack or something was hitting when they were walking.
Perhaps. Could have been. So, this story grabbed my attention big time. There was a cab driver who found $220,000 in a cab in Las Vegas.
That's a lot of money.
That is. It was actually $222,510.
Okay.
The guy returns it.
What? To whom?
To the owner.
Okay.
So, it was inside a soft laptop case. So he returns the bag, and the careless gambler gave him $2,000.
Probably should have gave him a little more.
It's $2,000.
That's true, but it was
granted, it's only 1%, but
$22,000 that
if you turn it into
the idiot lost.
If you turn it into a percentage thing, yeah, it sounds bad, but it's $2,000.
I mean, if you've got $222,000 in a bag, pretty sure that would be strapped on me and duct taped on me.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be leaving that somewhere.
And I would be surrounded by armed guards and be armed myself.
Exactly.
If I'm walking around with $220,000.
That's what I'm
saying.
Which
is probably why they had it in a laptop case.
Right.
Hide it in something that's
right.
More conspicuous. But
I would have duct taped it to myself.
Yeah. I don't know. I think $2,000 is good enough. I mean, it's not like
nothing.
You gave him nothing.
Yeah, it's better than nothing. But still, he probably could have given him a little bit more.
Yeah.
Considering he was stupid enough to leave it.
I wouldn't. No more than $5,000.
No.
I don't think he needs any more than $5,000. He could have maybe given him.
That's a decent finder's fee, I suppose.
Yeah. And that would be 3%. He could have gotten nothing. But then again, the guy could have kept the cash.
It's true. And he's lucky he got the money back.
I thought it was a tip.
It's true.
I don't know.
How do you leave that much money in a cab?
Well, he was in Vegas.
So you're saying he was drunk, maybe?
Or
intoxicated of
preoccupied.
Some sort? Oh, maybe.
Hmm. In the backseat of the cab. Haven't you ever seen that? What is it?
Taxi cab
confessions?
Yeah. That is possible, but I'm saying, if I had that much money, it would be duct tape to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was good enough. I don't think it was that bad.
I think he's an idiot.
Oh, I do too. I have a story that will give you chills.
Okay. We already had chills today. What is it? Chill day?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But it's a little different than, having something like scraping a knife against a glass bottle.
Why did you do that?
11-year-old Ben Baltz of Valparaiso, Florida, was diagnosed with bone cancer 5 years ago, had his right leg amputated. It hasn't stopped him from competing in kids' triathlons, though, using a prosthetic leg. On Sunday, he was doing his third race just in the last few months, and he did a 150-yard swim, a 3-mile bike ride, and during the 1-mile run, his prosthetic leg started to wobble.
Oh, no.
A screw came loose, and the leg eventually broke, and caused Ben to fall, and he was trying to decide whether to hop or crawl the rest of the way. When someone offered to help him out, a Marine private named Matthew Morgan was working as a volunteer at the race and saw Ben go down. He picked up Ben and carried him across the finish line on his back.
Aww.
Isn't that cool?
I got chills. You're right.
Yeah, I told you.
Goosebumps. Look
there's
at that.
A,
holy cow.
There's a there's pictures of him and a really large guy running next to him. But no, the Marine is the smaller dude in this picture.
Pretty amazing. That was awesome of him.
That is very cool. I'll post this up on the website, hot1047.com. The picture is really, really cute. And apparently to run in this triathlon. Oh, it was a bunch of Marines who were volunteering and they're following with him. Okay, got it.
Oh, cool.
Because they all have the high and tight haircut. The one I got on accident one time from somebody who
didn't... Sexiest haircut ever.
Didn't know what they were doing or were too preoccupied by their lunch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just because...
That would look so weird on you.
Just because you cut a certain distance of hair in the top of someone's head doesn't mean that same distance is applicable to everybody's head.
Right.
Some people's heads are bigger than others. Mm-hmm. Mine, much bigger than most.
In more ways than one.
I didn't want to... Oh, shut up. That's it.
Stop!
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:23. Going to top out at 57 today. And, we have got Trey Lane in the studio.
Hello. Hi. What's going on, guys?
Nothing. What are you doing here?
Man.
He just stopped in to say hey.
I said hey. Okay. Brought breakfast,
what's
you know.
Up? No, you didn't.
You did not.
That's right. I don't bring breakfast.
You should have brought us coffee, though.
I don't drink coffee. Who drinks coffee?
We do.
Mine's
empty.
Thermos?
There's an issue going
cup?
On here.
Yeah, the issue is we wake up too damn early every morning.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
He just woke up, he told me.
I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Good times.
That was great. That was great. I appreciate you guys having me in here. You guys have a good day.
No, I'm guessing you have a show.
Yeah. I got a show tomorrow night.
Uh-huh. Boonies. Where?
Boonies.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be there 9 p.m.
Okay.
18 plus. Going to rap. Going to sing.
Some of that hip hop music that the kids like.
Some of that stuff. Yeah, you know.
I like when he does Goodness gracious, I can't think of the name. I can sing it. Oh baby, you.
Oh yeah.
Bismarcky.
Yeah.
Bismarcky. Yeah.
I couldn't think of the name of the song, but I could sing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite parts of your show when you
You're
do that.
Giving out the secrets already.
But it's great. Hey. People should know about that so they can see you perform that. Man,
that's right. I'm going to be doing a bunch of cover songs tomorrow. All right. So, yeah, Bismarcky. Maybe Mel will come on and sing for me, too, or something.
Maybe.
Are you?
I don't know. I have my girls this weekend, but I'll see what I can work
Bring
out.
Bring them, too. We'll just turn up together.
They're not
if
quite
you can't,
18.
It'll work.
If you can't get Mel down there, I'm sure if you get a bunch of cats and rocking chairs, it would be about the same
really?
Thing.
Whoa. Whoa.
Really, Mr. Big Head?
Wowzers.
Well... You know.
Really?
I have a big deal.
Cats and rocking.
You are kind of a big deal.
Why are you all of a sudden telling me I have a big head all of a sudden?
Because you do.
Physically, yes.
And because it worked with that joke earlier.
It's all about the time.
And you
I
do?
Physically have a big head. I do not have the figurative big head.
Okay. You just keep telling yourself
of
that.
Of the two people... On this show, you are the one that has the big head.
I'm the one that has the ego.
You're the one who walks in and says...
I feel like I'm having to step in like a referee.
Yeah.
You think that I have more of the ego than you do?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I think that should be a poll question.
Okay. So, you have a show tomorrow night, right, Trey?
Yeah, I have a show tomorrow night. I'm going to be performing some new music as well. I have this wonderful, wonderful lady who's going to be on the track. Her name is Mackenzie Lee. We got some new music coming out, so we're going to do that. We're going to do a new song called Pleasure and Pain. Going to do some new stuff. We got Nightshield that's going to be there. V's going to be there, obviously, you know.
AKA Kirby Puckett. Doppelganger.
4 stars, 16 bars. Salute me when you see me, him. Then we got Nightshield. I already said that. We got Lynch. Then we got a new guy named DC who's going to be there, too. So it'll be a fun time. It's then our DJ, Sound Insurgent. We're going to dance the night away. We're going to celebrate life, I think. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be real cool.
I like it.
All right, cool. That's tomorrow night at Boonies, you said. What time is the show?
Doors are at 9 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance, $10 at the door.
I have a question for you.
Me?
No, for Trey.
Oh, why'd you look at me then?
What do you... I didn't actually look at
you. Didn't he look at me?
Look, I plead the fifth. But,
why are you arguing?
I don't know. Sassy. I'm sassy today.
Y'all are like brother and sister.
It's
like,
true.
Yes. Yeah. The best is when she starts talking in circles. It's great. What percentage of Americans do you think have had a one-night stand?
Like 85?
You're shockingly close.
I was going to say, it's got to be well over 50.
But no, it's close for a different reason. 58.
Okay.
You had the right two numbers, just in the wrong order.
Flipped them. Yeah, nice.
I was going to do the whole teaser. I'll tell you what the real number is after the break. But he was like, had the right two numbers, just in the wrong order. So I had to give it away. Yeah.
Wow. This is just Americans or is this the world?
Americans.
Yeah, that's really low for what I was expecting, to be honest. But, I don't know.
Interesting.
Well, is it still a one-night stand if you end up dating the one-night stand? It's not a one-night stand, because then it became a 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
It becomes life after that.
Yeah.
It sure does.
So, yeah. Nah, the, yeah. I mean, 58% is accurate.
Yeah, it's
I think
more than half sounds right. It's more than half.
It's definitely more than half.
Oh, yeah. It's like 95%, because men are pegged.
I didn't say that.
Trey, good luck with the show tomorrow night. Man, thanks for stopping in. We've got dirt on the way. 828 Hot 104.7.
Enjoy incredible.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Nelly's tour bus was searched at a checkpoint in Texas earlier this week, and the cops found a loaded gun, 10 pounds of marijuana, and baggies filled with heroin. But Nelly is off the hook because one of the guys on the bus said it was all his. NBC has announced its reboot of The Munsters. Well, that's dead in the water. However, they are going to air the pilot.
Frank!
That was just how I read it. It was like completely wrong.
You had the wrong context in your head. Did you pre-read that? No, you didn't.
I read the first line.
You didn't read it.
I didn't read the is dead in the water part. However, they're going to air the pilot as a Halloween special on Friday, October 26th. It's called Mockingbird Lane. It stars Jerry O'Connell, Portia de Rossi, and Eddie Izzard. And former Bachelor Jason Mesnick and his runner-up love Molly Maloney are still together, believe it or not. And they just announced that they're going to be parents. This is Molly's first kid. Jason has a son from a previous marriage. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Mark yourself down for a drink.
Whatever. Mark.
That was a total drink.
Whatever.
You know
you're kicking my butt, man.
I know I am. What is it? 11 to 4 or 12 to 4?
12 to 4.
Yeah.
You were 100% kicking my butt this week.
So, I have a story here that is, you would think it would have happened down south, but it didn't.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Where did it happen?
Michigan.
Okay.
Of all places.
Hmm.
That's where the Youpers are, you know.
Okay.
So, Wednesday afternoon in Holland Township, Michigan, a man was engaging in the fine redneck art of eating roadkill.
Yummy.
Specifically, the man was trying to use a propane torch to burn the fur off a squirrel before he cooked it and ate it.
Why wouldn't he skin it?
I don't know. And
it's
is
like
that...
searing the meat first.
He ended up accidentally setting his apartment on fire.
Oh boy.
The fire spread to the roof,
oh,
which started caving in while the other residents in the building fled. 29 of the 32 units in the building were occupied. In a minor miracle, not a single person or pet was injured in the fire. Well, except for the squirrel. Firefighters were able to put it out before the entire building burned down, but there was a ton of damage, and all the residents are now displaced. So far, the man who started the fire has not been charged with a crime.
Well, it was an accident.
I don't want fur on my squirrel. I'm going to burn it off.
Why don't you just do that outside?
Yeah. Well, I got a blowtorch right here. The stove's hot. Blowtorch is hot. I'll cook it inside.
Mm-hmm.
Burning the fur. Can you imagine what that smelled like?
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Dude, skin it first.
Yeah.
Skin it. He had this. I'm sure this is what he was thinking. I'm going to blowtorch it off so that way it's seared first. You know.
Yeah, the hair is seared into the meat. That sounds great.
Wouldn't it just burn off?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never blowtorched a squirrel before, so...
Neither have I.
Can't really give you an accurate description on what happens to the fur after you do that. So gross.
I was blowtorching a squirrel the other day and about burned my apartment down. I felt bad. That poor old lady that lived down the hall. She got to sleep in her van now. I think her name's Mal. Blowtorching squirrels. Okay. Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core is going to rescue us coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Thank
Hang
goodness.
On for that. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:50. We have the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up in about 9 minutes. What?
I'm laughing at a tweet from Must Love Dogs. She apparently didn't know about our drinking game.
Oh.
And so I said, well, you're supposed to play along with us in the mornings. Usually it's when we screw up, which is often. And she said, ah, drunk dog walking. That would be a great service. Yeah. Well, doesn't drinking make everything fun? Come here, Fido. Don't go over there.
Wow, that dog sure is fast. I don't think I could keep up with him right now.
What'd I do with that pooper scooper?
He's pooping on a lady's leg. And she's in a wheelchair and can't get away.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, but a drunk person would think that's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm mocking drunk people. Oh, I'm not saying that that is funny in and of itself.
No, it's not.
Not at all. No. Matt is on the phone. How are you, Matt?
Good. That was a hilarious topic you guys were just talking about the guy burning down the
apartment with the squirrel. Yeah. Have you ever done that? Blowtorched the fur off a squirrel?
But I noticed, and I've noticed this before, that whenever somebody is doing the voice of like a redneck idiot,
yeah,
it always turns to Forrest Gump.
I was thinking this while I was listening to you guys.
Did you Forrest Gump?
I did. I went kind of Forrest Gump. I was thinking that in my head too. I almost said, "Laugh is like a box of chocolates."
Yeah, nobody.
How did
notices,
I miss that?
But by the end of the conversation,
it was
with the redneck slang. It's always Forrest Gump.
Not me though. When I do Southern, it stays Southern because I lived in the South for 3 years.
Now you
years.
Sound like Forrest Gump's mom.
Well, because they lived in the South. They lived in Alabama. That's why.
I had a good laugh, so I applaud you guys for that.
Well, thank you for the call, Matt. You have a good weekend.
We're so happy we can make you laugh.
Yeah. We're like trying to wrap it up there, and you just...
It's because I like using the Southern boys. I don't get a chance to do it very often. Y'all.
Mm-hmm. You should have a chicken farm.
Okay. Yeah.
You should.
Can I take a break from you today?
Yes, you can.
I would like an Andy timeout.
It's Friday. You get a whole 2 days of...
No, I need an Andy timeout today.
Well...
You need to take your pill. And I need a timeout. You're driving me crazy today.
Why?
You're
more than normal?
More than... Normally, I'm like, everything's fine and dandy, but you are actually annoying me today. You know what it is, I think? It's because I don't feel very
diarrhea.
Well. You
That's
have diarrhea.
No,
yes.
You do.
No, I don't. I just, my stomach does not feel well, though. And I don't know. It's, you're driving me crazy today.
Okay.
I can usually, it's not
that
usually this way.
Is your opinion?
It is, because you're the one driving me crazy.
I did get a text from somebody that said, after that story of the guy in Michigan that was trying to burn the hair off a squirrel. He said he worked with a lot of Michiganders, and that sounds about right. Yeah.
Yikes.
And someone said, don't make us suffer with that awful noise because you're trying to drive Mel crazy.
See, you are purposely trying to drive me crazy today.
I am not trying to drive you crazy. Okay,
Time
maybe
out.
Maybe I am trying to drive you crazy.
Time out.
Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. Hope you enjoyed it. We sure did today. We're going to do our Heroes of the Day, brought to you each and every Friday by Martini's at 57th and Louise. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
Back in March, a man was arrested for domestic violence and his bail was set for $500. He didn't have it, so he called his girlfriend and asked her to prostitute herself to raise the money.
Nice.
But only with guys that were smaller, if you know what I mean. And she actually did it. Now the guy's been charged with felony promoting prostitution and could get 10 years in prison.
My hero of the day is priceless.
Tuesday night, a 17-year-old girl in Dallas, Texas, was arrested for shoplifting 12 douches from Walmart. No, not guys, like Summer's Eve.
That's what I was going to ask.
She stole 6 two-packs, valued at $3.44 each, also some underwear and candles. Date night, maybe?
Wow.
She was begged by the cops for stealing the douches and is facing a misdemeanor theft charge.
Awesome.
Yeah. Time for us to scoot. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. By the way, The Walking Dead, Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yay.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. I almost forgot. I remembered to say them, but martinis. We got a $50 party tab, 2 martinis for caller 10 right now. 361-5557. We will unveil our drinks on Monday. We shot a video the other day,
mm-hmm.
and... Well, martinis kind of played a little prank on me. It's pretty... I liked it, though. It's cool. If you want a $50 party tab, 2 martinis, call right now, 361-5557. Have a fantastic weekend. We will talk to you on Monday.
Enjoy incredible...
Hot 1047.com.